It's a day of champions with Cowboys greats from the 78 and 95 Super Bowl teams at Colcutt's Football All the Way. Saturday, September 11th from 10 to 6 at Arlington Convention Center. From Coors Light and Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're joined in here tonight by the remainder of the crew, the Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Randy Fuller with Trafico today, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. We have about 45 minutes or so left in the presentation tonight. So hopefully you will hang with us. Hopefully you will be similarly edified in that way you are virtually every day. Right now it is 6:17 on the ticket. Four people live. Community quick hits.
We're at the bottom. We're
community quick hits.
Maybe it'll grow.
Community quick hits.
We've had it before.
Mexican people live.
Yes.
Oh. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits.
Trombone.
Well, it is time for community quick hits. Here's Cobra with a struggling segment.
Shout out to the Big Four who are enjoying this segment.
Well, we cannot keep and establish an audience.
We have a sex murder and a sex parlor.
What? Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Do we
that?
Need to get Big Dick in here for that?
Sex?
We might. You guys ever heard of the Swedish Institute?
Yes.
You have?
Absolutely. What you haven't?
There was a double murder at the Swedish Institute this morning.
But that was a college.
No.
Just because it says Institute on it.
That's where you get to play Rubba Rubba.
Is Richard out there? Is this one of these places that...
Do you need him? You want me to go get him?
He's probably recording his ins and outs for...
What's more important? The top 10 or us?
Well, let's do the story. Hammer.
All right. I just wanted to be arrogant, man.
Let's see. Dallas police arrested a man and a woman. The man supposedly was the manager of the parlor, is what they're calling it.
Mm.
They're calling this place an adult massage parlor, which separates it how from the...
From like an adolescent?
Yeah. Is this where you go get happy endings and stuff and you can, you know...
You can do whatever you want.
You can
get it on.
Really?
Yeah. They're
so
whores.
This is a whorehouse?
Yes, it's a whorehouse.
Never been to one of those places.
They're all whorehouses.
Can't rule out I wouldn't go.
So, I mean, they give you a bath and...
Yeah.
They
will?
Rubba rubba. Yeah.
I'm about to go somewhere and have somebody give me a bath.
They rub you down and, you know, you negotiate whatever you want after that.
Let's bring in our sex.
Wouldn't you like
expert.
To have somebody give you a bath, Ron?
No, I can't
really?
Say that I would.
I think I would. I think it'd be kind of neat.
And get their descaler out on Mike.
Wash your back and wash your feet.
Let's bring in our resident sex expert.
Thank you,
Dick.
Richard Hunter.
Is this not proof positive, Grego, that nothing good happens after 2 a.m.?
Well, it's really...
Show me evidence.
You know what, though?
I want evidence.
Here's the deal. It happened between 6:15 and 6:25. Really, that's... I mean, I get up that early.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today?
Yes,
yeah.
Today.
Snake.
That's a 24-hour scene over there.
It is?
That could have been somebody that was pulling an all-nighter.
Have you ever been there?
No, oddly enough, though.
Where's it at?
For about 5 minutes, they were a sponsor on our show.
They are at the 7,000 block of John W. Carpenter Freeway. I get those freeways confused. What's the number on John Carpenter?
John,
183.
Yeah, 183 is John L. Carpenter.
It's right over there by, you know where that...
Now, what's the name of it?
Swedish Institute. It's right over there by like Mockingbird I-35
been there?
Area.
No, I just told you a minute ago. I've never
okay,
been to a place
maybe
like that.
But I can't ring a bell.
But I can't rule out that I wouldn't go.
Kind of over by New Fine Arts.
I mean, when you're hard up like
yeah,
me,
kinda.
I mean, sometimes you got to go do it. You got to go pay for it.
You know, there's a funny story related
yeah,
to the ticket. in conjunction with them. When they were allowed to do business with us for about 5 minutes before the before it got
the morality police pulled their spots.
I was trying to figure out how to phrase it. Yeah, before it got shot down. When the account
before
sold,
that golden bulb went off over somebody's head and they figured out what kind of place it was.
They apparently, I don't know how they got a hold of them, but they got, remember our ticket refrigerator magnet that had the, like, Natalie and Michelle, and what was the black chick that used to
be a ticket
chick? Desiree, yes. Remember that one where they were all in black, looking kind of like Charlie's Angels?
The Jugs Patrol.
All right, they got a hold of these, I don't know how they got them, but they got a hold of these giant blow-ups, those things like you stick in windows, and those four girls were in the window.
With the
there.
Ticket symbol on it, or just
it
the
didn't
girls?
Have the ticket symbol, but it was the
symbolized
was
like when they live.
Yeah,
looking for
my
gosh.
Oh dear.
All right, so here's my question.
Well, how did people get killed? You haven't even explained that.
Well, they were shot.
By whom?
They don't know. They don't have suspects.
Over what?
It says police were looking for three suspects with no specific descriptions. That's a good sign.
Probably horny.
But. Then said the number
Dear
of suspects...
Dear God, but I'm horny.
Well, there's one suspect.
But then said the number of suspects was unclear.
You and two of the guys in petty theft.
Keeping the party going all night.
Hey, man. Come on, man. One more tab, and let's go down to the Swedish Institute.
So what is this place?
It's a whorehouse.
Well, I don't know that... I don't. Richard, is it?
Now, here's the deal. Here's how those work. You go in, and it's a private one-on-one thing, the non-therapeutic massage, and who knows what's happening behind closed doors.
Now, what is non-therapeutic massage?
It means they don't have to be registered. So it's kind of up to the dude and whoever that lady is to decide what happens.
So obviously, there's money exchange. Like if I said, Richard, I have a $100 bill. I would like for you to take care of me.
Right. And then I'm going to go about trying to decide whether or not you're a cop.
Right. And then I say, I'm not. And then you say, well, what would you like done? And I say, well, what is my $100 good for?
Yeah.
So there's a bargaining.
Usually those things have house fees. So, like, there's a... You know, he used to go to all these all the time.
David Robinson. That's where
remember
I heard about
days?
Him.
That's where he would do this. And there'd be a... Not this one, but that kind of place. And there's a house fee to pay to get in or whatever. So you're not going to just get in there and freeload. But then once you get in, you pay the house
bucks
fee.
$25 probably to get
no,
in.
No, I think it's like... I used to talk about it being like $50, $75, that kind of stuff. But then there'd be money on top of that if you wanted to,
sure.
You know, supersize.
Now, I've delivered pizzas to a lot of these places.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I bet pretty good?
Yeah, real well.
But and how are they to the lowly pizza delivery
very
guy?
Very friendly, good tippers. But the thing I've noticed about those places...
You ever
places,
tell me barter?
What's that?
Barter?
No, I was real nervous.
Pizza for pee?
Real nervous in there. But there was about three or four of them in that old neighborhood over by T.I., and by Floyd Circle and all that industrial area.
I have no idea where that is.
Forest and Central, basically. There's a ton of them over there. But they all smelled the same. Every one of them had the exact same smell.
Like
that
ammonia?
That musty, bleachy...
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
You gotta clean it up. You don't want to take a bath over there?
Got to kill off anything that's alive.
I had a
alive.
Buddy of mine years and years
gross.
And years ago
ooh.
That went to one of these
sorry.
Places and pretty much happened.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Happened.
Well, that's sure.
That's what they do.
Then he told another buddy of mine, and my buddy went there, and he didn't have enough money.
Uh-oh.
But he had the amount of money. But they just didn't want any part of him. He's kind of a big fat guy.
He had the Big Dave experience.
He was kind of a big fat guy.
Dave's gone into those places
well,
and got turned down.
Big Dave went to a brothel one time, and they did the lineup, you know, and he picked out the girl, and she looked at him and said, keep picking.
Oh, my.
Nice.
Poor
sad
Dave. When you're at a
but you know
whore
what?
House and get turned down.
If you want
it
to
is a house full of whores, yet these whores turn you down.
And you know what? If the first one turns you down, do you want to be the second one that goes, yeah, I'll
yeah,
take
I guess
him.
I'll do it.
Yeah,
if you want to do that kind of thing, though, that's not really the best way to do it.
I think if that if,
well,
you,
what is?
If you decide that you're going to be a whore in a whorehouse,
show you a website.
You take anybody.
Right. You take.
I don't think you should have the right to turn down anybody. If a guy comes in there with the money, you got to go.
Right. Toothless.
You got to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Suck it up.
Well, I don't know if I'd necessarily
leave it alone.
Put it
just
that
let
way.
It lie. By the way, the suspects and the victims, according to the cops, apparently knew each other. Although they have three suspects with no specific descriptions. They know that they knew each other. And based on the way the establishment was found, robbery appears to have been the motive.
But there's a lot of cash to be had, especially that time of day.
And I'm sure they don't.
Now, do those places take credit cards?
I would think so. Yeah.
But I doubt they take checks. I bet you this is more of a cash business because a lot of these guys are, I'm assuming, maybe married, and they don't want the credit card slip showing up at home saying the Swedish Institute.
Right.
And having questions asked.
Yeah. Henrietta
Ford. She may just think it's a college, like I did.
Right. How many hours are you taking at the Swedish Institute, honey?
It is.
Usually about an hour.
Yeah, one. It's 1 hour.
It is my understanding that when the salesperson who was female sold this account.
Let's get away from that aspect of this.
Go ahead.
Why?
Rachel.
Okay.
It was sold. It's history.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right,
yeah, it's documented fact.
Yeah, I mean, we did the right thing. We told them their money was no good here. So we're on solid moral footing. But it's my understanding that she really did not have any idea. I mean, she just heard about the place and was cold calling them or whatever. And
basically, we were the Swedish Institute and they were the Big Dave.
Right.
Yeah.
We were the whores that turned them down.
Boy, I can't believe Big Dave got turned down in a slut house.
I do want you to slut house. I do want you to sign up, and I want Renee to see the credit card slips. And then at dinner parties, she just brings up to her friends, you know, Mike's taking some college courses over at the Swedish Institute. Michael, he's studying.
The only thing is, it's never the same price. He has to pay every week.
I'm very proud of Michael taking up higher education.
She's wanting you to massage your friends and stuff, show them what you've learned.
All of her guy friends.
All right. Well, that is an exciting edition of Community Quick Hits.
They might be running a good deal over there tonight after a shooting.
I imagine.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, coming up next, we recap today's show here on